The Torah portion of Chayei Sarah is telling us about the first time in our history when a person was sent on a mission by someone else. Avram wanted to find a wife for his son Yitzchak, and he sends Eliezer to find a girl in a different land and bring it back to the land of Israel. Because Avram was saying that local girls here are not good, I don't like them. Go to my birthplace and bring back a wife for my son. So now, this is the first time in the Torah when someone is appointed for a job by someone else. And in Hebrew, it's called a shaliach, which means a representative, a person who is being sent on a mission to do a job, shaliach. And in the Jewish law, there is a special category called shaliach. It's a legal term in Jewish law, and most of things that we know about it is learned from this whole story. Because in the Jewish law, if, let's say, Alex is sending me to represent him for some transaction, then my signature, just like his signature, my word is just like his word. So this is like, this is just like a power of attorney in American law. But the Torah actually tells us that it is far more than that. It is not only a power of attorney. The person who is being sent is becoming like the sender. He is in his place. And the Torah says that in the Jewish law, not only is he considered just like the sender in terms of his word, his signature, but also he has the legal status of the sender. And Kabbalah explains that the person who is being sent is also getting the spiritual powers of the sender. And why is it important? It's important, first of all, because the Torah is considering us messengers, representatives of God, because God put us in this world and God gave us a mission. God told us what we should be doing. He gave us a job. So whenever I'm putting on tefillin, I am God's messenger. Not only am I God's messenger, I'm also God's representative. Not only am I God's representative, I am also using God's energy, God's powers to do that. Very often, we look at ourselves and we say, no, I can never do that. Either because I'm physically tired and I cannot do this mitzvah now, or maybe just because I don't have the courage, maybe I don't have enough emotional strength for this big move in my life or whatever it is. If it would be a big move, or if it would be an act that has to be done for some other reason, not for spiritual reason, not because the Torah tells me, you are probably right. You have to assess your strength and you have to assess your capabilities. Maybe you can do it, maybe you cannot. But if it is a mitzvah, then you are doing it as a representative of God. He gave you this mission, and he also gives you the strength, both physical and emotional, to do it. So whenever I'm putting on tefillin, I'm actually using God's strength, not my own strength. Whenever I am doing any other mitzvah, I'm using God's strength, not my own strength. But then it goes a step further. At the moment when I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm becoming just like God himself. The Torah says, Shlucho shel Adam kemato, which means that a person who is fulfilling a mission of someone else, he's becoming just like the sender, which means that when I'm doing a mitzvah, I am just like God. So if I am sitting at home and I'm just watching news, or I am chatting with my friend and it's not related to anything Jewish, it's not related to the Torah, I'm just being myself, and that's great. But when I'm doing a mitzvah, I am becoming God. I am God. This also refers to the concept of shaliach, messenger, an emissary in Chabad, because Chabad rabbis like myself are called sheluchim, I am a shaliach, I am a messenger of the Rebbe. I am sent by the Rebbe on a mission. So that means that whenever I'm doing things, I'm not doing it myself, I'm doing it together with the Rebbe. The Rebbe is giving me the strength to do it because I am his messenger. And sometimes I myself thinking, oh boy, how can I do it? I would never be able to pull it off, and I'm right. If I would be doing it on my own, I would never be able to pull it off. But because I know I'm sent by the Rebbe, so I know it's the Rebbe's strength, not mine. Now, just like I am sent by the Rebbe on a mission, and I'm using the Rebbe's strength to do it, if you are doing something with the work of the Chabad house, you are also becoming that messenger. You are also working with the Rebbe's strength. So if you are helping the work of teaching Judaism, spreading Torah, then you are working as a messenger of the Rebbe. You have his strength and you are becoming him. So you can, whoever you are, become a shliach, a messenger of the Rebbe, and you can even become a shliach, a messenger of God. It's all up to you. And the Jewish law, therefore, goes much further than just the power of attorney. It's not a different person who is representing me. It is a person who is becoming me. So the concept of shaliach in the Jewish law is much deeper than the American legal term of power of attorney. And it tells us that we have much more energy and strength than we think when it comes to doing mitzvahs.